kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Pag-uusapan natin ang ilang buhay ng mga Filipino international student dito sa Australia, partikular na sa Melbourne. Alam niyo po ba na sa datos nitong Hulyo 2024 ng Department of Education ng Australia, umabot sa 943,977 ang mga nakarehistrong international student at nagpakita ng 17% na pagtaas kumpara sa parehong panahon noong 2019. Ito po ay bago ang pandemya ng COVID-19. 55% ng mga international student ay nagmula sa mga sumusunod na limang bansa, sa China 22%, India 17%, Nepal 8%, Vietnam 5% at sumunod ang Pilipinas 5%. Bakit kaya pinili ng mga Filipino ang Australia? At sabay-sabay nating alamin yan at para samahan tayo ngayong araw dito sa SBS Filipino, narito sina Arvin Catada, Nicole Evangelista, Michael Nabor. Nice to meet you. Maraming salamat sa pagpunta dito sa SBS Filipino. At syempre yan, kayo ay mga boses para sa mga Filipino international student dito sa Australia. At speaking of international student, meron tayong podcast series dito sa SBS Filipino na tinatawag na Kwaderno, kung saan binabahagi natin yung mga kwento o mga storya ng Filipino international student para matulungan sila kung halimbawa pupunta na sila dito sa Australia at para maging gabay nila sa pamumuhay dito. Kanina nga nabanggit natin, di ba, na marami na, dumarami pa lalo ang mga Filipino international student dito sa Australia kahit na may mga pagbabago sa gobyerno at sa pamahalaan. Ang tanong ko lang sa inyo muna, bakit muna Australia ang napili ninyo para sa inyong pag-aaral? Ikaw, Nicole.
In all honesty, really, for me, Australia wasn't the first choice when I thought of studying abroad. Pero upon doing my research, I realized na why not Australia? So for me, the opportunity came up in 2021. And at that time, I really had this deep passion of studying abroad. And yun nga, nung nag-research ako, I found out that Australia is really a melting pot of different cultures. And specifically for me, the opportunity in Melbourne opened kasi we had distant relatives who were residing here. And I think at that time, really, it was booming, the idea of quality education overseas. So for me, it was a spontaneous but it was an easy decision choosing this country, really.
Ano yung mga bansang naisip mo bago Australia?
Good question. Actually, in 2017, after university, I received a partial scholarship to study at a university in New Zealand. So at that time, I was really opening my doors to study in New Zealand kasi nga, the opportunity was there. However, I was a fresh graduate at that time and I don't think my family and I were financially prepared to cover the rest of the school fees. So I think that's one of the things then that brought me to Australia. Kasi when I applied here, I knew I was ready, not just emotionally, mentally, but somehow financially I was prepared of facing whatever risk man I would be facing.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. Ikaw naman, Arvin. Ito batang bata, 19 years old, 'di ba? Natapos mo ang senior high school sa Pilipinas din. Sabi mo nga after 2 months dumiretso ka na sa dito sa Australia. Yes, bakit Australia ang napili mo?
So bakit nga po Australia? So bukod po sa may family din po kami dito sa Australia. Parang sa akin po napaka-sudden kasi like 7 months before graduation, may nag-offer po sa akin like yung former teacher ko po. Eh nasa ko, like, parang pabirol na po. Arvin, gusto mo bang Australia? Gusto mo bang mag-study sa Australia? Like, just tell your parents this and that. Tapos, ayun po. Pag-uwi ko, parang pabiro ko pong sinabi sa daddy ko. Sabi ko parang, hindi. Nag-offer sa akin yung former teacher ko na mag-study sa Australia after ng graduation. So, ayun nga po. Hindi ko po inakala na i-accept ng daddy ko yung offer ko na yun. Kasi parang pabiro ko lang po sinang sinabi eh. Tapos ayun po, so before graduation, nag-process po ako ng mga papers. And then after 2 months po, yun, na grants. And then after 2 weeks ng grant, Diretso po dito.
Diretso na, yes, no? Napakabilis no, ng mga proseso para sa ilalo, para sa edad mo na yan. Si Michael naman, ayan, ano yung, bakit Australia na pili mo at ano pala yung course na kinukuha mo ngayon?
Currently, I am taking diploma in community service. So, I just finished a certificate in individual support last 6 months ago. So, bakit ko pinili ang Australia? Actually, Niche is my partner. So, the reason why I choose it is because of her. Actually, nung pumunta ako dito, I was just in a tourist visa. So, my main goal was to really just be a supportive partner to her. And since nandito naman na ako, I was interacting with a lot of students, a lot of people around here. So, napaisip ako na, bakit hindi ko rin i-try na mag-aral? So, hitting two birds with one stone, I also study and also be with her. So,
yes, so, totoo. pwede pala to sa, ano, sa meron kaming segment every Saturday, no? Yung parang about sa love down under. Pwede pala tong dalawa si Nicole. Si Niche ay si Nicole Evangelista. Ayan. Ah, ikaw naman, Nicole, ano pala ang kinukuha mo namang course dito sa Australia?
Right now po, I'm already taking up diploma in early childhood education and care. I just finished my certificate 3 last year.
Mm-hmm. And ikaw naman, Arvin?
Natapos ko po yung cert ko like last month lang. Mm-hmm. And then currently I'm studying cert 4 po, kitchen management.
So lahat kayo may similarity, no? Ang kinukuha ninyo simula ay certificate, yes, then going to diploma din siguro, 'di ba? Tama. Bakit ito yung nakuha ninyo? Kasi 'di ba, usually ang mga mag-aaral sa ibang bansa, sasabihin gusto master's degree or maybe another bachelor's degree. Bakit VCE yung nakuha ninyo, Arvin? Michael. Yan, Michael.
Nung nasa Pilipinas ako, actually, ang course na natapos ko is Bachelor in Information Technology. So, actually, question ko din yan nung pinili ko yung course ko ngayon. But, nung nagre-research kasi ako, what courses should I take at that time, isa yung community service as one of the best choices that we could have nung time na yun. So, I can serve the community in some point, and actually dalawa yung choices ko, it's to be a construction worker, certificate 3 in buildings, something like that, and
ito yung mga tradie.
Tradie, no? Tradie and community service. So dahil medyo ayaw ko magbanat masyado ng buto ng buhay. Community service it is.
Malay mo mag-open pa ang construction work, malaki. Iindahin mo pa rin ba yung pagbabanat ng buto sa bayad ng mga 3D?
Actually, nung nalaman ko na mas mataas yung bayad nila, parang...
Okay. Ikaw naman, Nicole, bakit certificate course or vocational course rather ang kinuha?
Syempre, I was already a bachelor's graduate in the Philippines. So I finished speech communication and broadcasting. So, a lot of people were asking me kung bakit nga ba ako nag-early childhood kasi super layo ng napag-aralan ko. Mm-hmm. But then again, when I decided to study abroad, first thing that I had to think about was the future. Alin yung may better opportunity for me that would expand my skill set? At the same time, ano yung practical? Mm-hmm. Of course, in an ideal world, how I wish I could have studied master's that is related to my undergraduate degree. But then again, kasi yung pera na ginastos namin going here, as much as possible, I really didn't want to ask much from my parents. Mm-hmm. So, the affordable thing that is closest to what I have been doing in my career is vocational course related to early childhood, which is still passionate pa rin.
Kumbaga, related pa rin naman siya sa somehow course mo. And, syempre, dun din talaga papasok yung practicality, no?
Exactly.
In terms of budget, at kung ano ba yung kaya mo muna sa ngayon, as long as mapunta, yung first step muna ba?
That's right.
Diba? Yeah. Ikaw naman, Arvin, siguro ikaw naman, kasi diba, since bata ka pa, yes, parang ayos lang, no, na certificate course. But, why did you decide na mag-certificate course instead of bachelor since natapos ka nga ng senior high sa Philippines?
So sa akin po kasi, parang related din po kasi siya sa strand ko sa senior high school since di nga po ako nag-college. Mm-hmm. So hospitality and management, kasi yung strand ko po ng senior high school is HSYMS, so Humanities, Social and Sciences, and then ayun po. Sa bali, parang na-introduce din po siya sa akin ng agent ko na mas better daw po i-take tong course na to. And also, mas expensive po yung bachelor's. Like. And also, hindi naman po ako, like, ayoko pong i-sustain ng parents ko pag nandito po. Kasi yung palitan pa lang po ng dollars is okay. Super taas po.
Oh. Saludo no, sa'yo dahil may ganun ka ng thinking no, sa bata. Ay gusto mo parang independent ka na. Yes,
comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.